The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, Episode 18. Welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with me, your host, Leo Sowers, and the Liberty Dog himself, Gino. He's once again taking a siesta. Not to worry, though, he has been defending Liberty as best a dog can all week, so he deserves a rest. Before we jump into this week's episode, I want to remind you guys about the Coffee Break Liberty store at coffeebreakliberty.com. If you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page there is a tab for the store. I want you to click on that tab, check out some mugs, buy a mug, of course, but we've got more than mugs. We got mugs, laptop cases, phone cases, t-shirts, stickers with the Coffee Break Liberty logo on them and some other Liberty-type phrases and anarchist and Bitcoin and things like that. So I want you to go check it out. But when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, I want you to wait around for about 10 to 15 seconds. When you wait there for that amount of time, you'll get hit with a prompt to sign up for the newsletter. I'm telling you, sign up for this newsletter because one, I don't send out newsletters, so you don't have to worry about your inbox getting flooded with stuff. And two, you're going to get a discount code right then and there for 10% off of your first order at the coffeebreakliberty.com store. So go to coffeebreakliberty.com and get yourself a mug. The first topic I wanted to discuss and talk about this week is the one of West Virginia. West, by God, Virginia is now trying to entice people to get the vaccine by giving away guns. Oh my goodness, they cracked the code, ladies and gentlemen. They cracked the code. They knew that several of us might have been resistant to it. But now they're going to offer us the one thing we can't deny, the one thing we always want, another gun. I don't know what kind of guns they're actually offering. It may be some garbage. It probably is. But it's awesome. Like, just the idea of it, right? A lot of people that were so resistant to it, and they're like, you know what? You know what they're probably not resistant to? Giving them a gun. And they're right. They're right. I'm sure, I don't know the numbers, I don't have the numbers, but you know, you could just imagine so many people now thinking, well, maybe I'll get that vaccine now, or if anything else, I'll come up with a fake vaccine card to try and get a free gun out of West Virginia. This motivator for the vaccine, it's comical, it's funny, it's interesting, really. It's you know, it's a thing to take note of. You know, they and them are always hanging out, but they kind of figured it out. They looked at the situation and said, hey, what do these people want? What do they go crazy about in Facebook? What kind of groups are they in? Bam, nailed it. They hit their demographic. Because they know a lot of the people, not all of them, but a lot of the people that want nothing to do with the vaccine or are on the fence or not really thinking they're going to get it. They do like guns. And they and them, you know, they think, they hope that by offering you a free gun, if you live in West, by God, Virginia, you'll go get the vaccine. It's funny, really. It's neat. It's funny. It's kind of just one of these social things where, man, they knew what they were going for and they nailed it. Nail on the head. So if anybody out there is listening to this in West, by God, Virginia, let me know how that's going. I really want to know if it's going as well as they say it's going to go, if it's, you know, easy to get one, you know, once you get the vaccine. Somebody give me the lowdown on it, you know. We've only seen a few headlines so far. Nothing really crazy about it. It's not like, you know, now millions of West Virginianers? I don't even know what they are. People from West Virginia are going to get these guns and vaccines. You know, it doesn't sound like the line is around the street, around the block rather, but hey, if you're out there listening to this and you're in West Virginia and you're doing it or you know more about it, hit me up, let me know about it. I want to know more about this from somebody who's on the ground. That'd be really cool. The next thing I want to talk about in this week's podcast is, well, once again, dealing with COVID. It's going to be, I guess, kind of a COVID-heavy episode this week. But we're going to keep it going with the Wuhan lab workers that were sick in November 2019. That was kind of kept under wraps, you know, nobody talked about it. And just this last week and a half, it came to light. How it came to light is still kind of under speculation. You know, some people are saying it was a leak. Some people are saying that the information was gathered, you know, via sources. Regardless, what we do know now is that four Wuhan lab workers went to the hospital very, very sick in November 2019. Can't really test those people, to my understanding, now to see if they had COVID. Maybe you could. I don't know. Who knows? It's in China. They probably shot them. Who knows what's going on over there half the time? But this is the stuff that has been... This is the evidence. This is the continuation of the truth that's coming out that has... You know, many of us have been told we were liars, we were crazy, we don't know what we were talking about. But this is known stuff for a lot of people. These cases, these early cases, you can find this stuff on the internet months ago. And now it's in the mainstream media. Now it's acceptable media. Now it's acceptable to think so. So much so that Facebook is no longer going to censor articles claiming that the virus may be man-made, may have come from the Wuhan lab. But for the past 15, 16 months, that's exactly what they were doing. Though people have been saying it for the entire time, because they've been doing it for 15, 16 months. They've been saying it the entire time. This is a man-made virus. It's not acting like a natural virus. The way it spreads, the way it acts, the way it lives indoors, the way it spreads so well indoors, but not outdoors. That's not how a virus that comes from an animal works. It doesn't have the traits that a virus from a bat would. It has some traits, but it doesn't have all of them. A bat lives outside. A bat lives outside, so it would transmit easier outside. It would transmit pretty well outside. The coronavirus doesn't at all. There is not one reported case where somebody thinks they got it from being outside and that they can actually trace that back to. They can actually prove that, yep, you got it from being outside. There's not one case like that. But here we still are being told we need to wear our masks and socially distance while we're outside. Though for 16 months, not one case. They cannot trace one case to being transmitted outdoors. Now, fair enough, you know, not everybody is trying to track down where they got the virus from and then reporting it to the CDC and all that. Fair. I'll concede that. Nobody asked me when I got COVID where I got it. I know where I got it. And I wasn't outside, though, I'll tell you that. But we're seeing, you know, this story, this lie we have been told for the past 15, 16 months, whatever it's been now, unravel. You know, that we've been pulling on that string, all of us. And I want to thank everybody that's been pulling on that string, pulling on that little string. And now that sweater is coming undone, right? It's unraveling this mess. It's going to take a long time. We may not get all of it. You know, they've been pretty effective at shutting down the truth for the past 15 to 16 months. It finally made it to the mainstream media. And now it's kind of acceptable to think that. It doesn't matter, though. None of those people that called us crazy, called us jerks, whatever, called us horrible, awful names for the past 15, 16 months, none of them will apologize because they don't believe what we believe. They don't believe the same religion we believe. They will not apologize to us. Just like, granted, you know, we should never apologize to the mob. So fair, right? I guess that's shoe, other foot, whatever you want to say. And in continuing on with this, the big story that came out this week was Washington Post and BuzzFeed, if I'm not mistaken. Washington Post was the main one. Put in a Freedom of Information Act request for Dr. Tony Fauci's emails. In short, thousands and thousands of emails were released to the Washington Post and the other media outlet. I can't remember for the life of me. I want to say it was BuzzFeed for some reason. And so far, it just kind of doubles down on what we already knew, right? A lot of people are pointing to it. Oh, see, he's been lying. Well, yeah, but the emails confirm that he's been, I shouldn't say lying. What do I want? He never, what he said in the emails so far that I've seen is definitely what he is projected, portrayed. You know, it's what he said out in front of people. Now, it was wrong the whole time. A lot of it was wrong. He did lie about the gain of function. He did lie about the gain of function research in the Wuhan lab and funding it. He did lie about that in Congress, and we'll kind of see what goes on from there. What this really looks like, though, is people are looking for a fall guy. They're looking for a scapegoat. And of course, if anybody, it was going to be Fauci. And it seems to all just kind of be stacking up against him. He gets caught lying. Now the Freedom of Information Act request gets put out. Which, like I said, it so far from what I've seen, it really doesn't look like he was saying one thing in front of people and then saying something different in the emails. It's just more of a doubling down. But we know now that he was wrong. Very wrong. And there was evidence, and there's been evidence since the beginning to counter almost everything he said. You know, it was brought up to me yesterday. You know, they were talking about the masks, and a lot of people point out that, oh, well, Fauci started off saying the masks were bad or not good or da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And yes, we're all aware of that. And then he came out later, you know, after he said masks were good, he came out sometime later and said, hey, you know, that's a big regret of mine that I said they were bad. I shouldn't have, you know, I was wrong or whatever. What is telling, though, whether he's wrong or right, it doesn't seem like he was, like the whole community was really thinking for themselves. Because all of a sudden, masks are bad, masks are bad, masks are bad. Then at the drop of a hat, everybody remembered, oh, it's a respiratory virus. Masks might be a good idea. Everybody overnight just changed their idea. It's like all of a sudden everybody learned something new about a respiratory virus. This is something we've known, right? Everybody, I mean, it's a respiratory virus, the way it spreads. But I digress. You know, going back to Fauci's emails, so far from what I've seen, you know, more's coming out. I haven't looked at a lot of this stuff. I'm kind of relying, I'll be honest, I'm relying on a lot of other people that I trust to look at this stuff, and I'm going to evaluate what they say on it. But from what I've seen, nothing looks too nefarious. It's stuff we already know. It's a lot of stuff we already know. Like I said, what he seems so far to be putting out in the emails or saying in public, they all seem to align. Now, the fact that they were wrong is something totally different. And, you know, again, we see him or saw him. Well, still, we see him acting very much the same as he did in the 80s with the AIDS crisis and the, not pandemic, you can't really call it a pandemic then, but the AIDS crisis, right? He was very afraid to take action, right? He was afraid to take brave action, if that makes sense. He was afraid to take positive action. He did the same thing then. He took the easiest route then. And the easiest route then was not to do anything. The easiest route now is to just lock everybody down and say, hey, 2 weeks to slow the spread for a virus that we already knew lingers for more than 2 weeks, that spreads quickly but hangs around a while. So I think, I'm starting to think that Fauci, you know, the establishment, the left, whatever, you know, the right's part of the establishment too. Let's not kid ourselves. But the establishment is looking for a fall guy. They're looking for a guy to blame now. Well, who screwed this all up? And the crazy thing is they're not going to point to the politicians. They're not going to point to Whitmer and Cuomo, you know, who in their states have destroyed their states and essentially killed people with their actions and their decrees. No, they're going to go after this guy, and I think they're going to throw him to the wolves. His book was already pulled off of Amazon and Barnes & Noble's. Now, what I've read about the book is that it may actually be due to some copyright stuff, and that's why they pulled it. You know, Barnes & Noble's and Amazon didn't want to kind of step on somebody else's toes. But I'm sure something would have worked out. You know, that seems like a real easy... It seems to be true. But had they really wanted to have a good seller on their hands, I'm sure they could have kept that book up there. So I'm going to call it now. I don't see Fauci making it the next several years. Some people think he won't make it another month or two. I don't know if it will be that long. They may want to build more of a case. I don't think it will be very, very much like in the papers, right? You won't see a lot of it. I think he'll just kind of fade away. Heck, after he lied to Congress under oath, you know, you didn't hear from the guy for about 2 weeks. I think he's going to fade away slowly, and hopefully, you know, then once he fades away and he's not in the limelight, nobody can really, then they'll just, oh, well, Fauci was wrong and we all knew it or something. You know, this guy, I think he's going to take the fall for a lot of people. That way he can be the lightning rod. And he has been for a while, granted. But that's what I see coming there. Time will tell, one of those kind of situations. And hopefully next week, if anything really comes out of these emails from the sources that I trust that are looking at them, I will talk about it next week as well. So we'll see. We'll stay tuned for that. The final topic I want to talk about is a little bit of a history lesson. And it's about China. Again, crazy. But this weekend is the 32nd anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre. 32 years ago in Tiananmen Square in Beijing, a protest started with students. They wanted a more democratic kind of system in their country. And the Chinese Communist Party wanted nothing to do with that. The protest lasted for about a month. You know, they just kind of occupied. There wasn't a whole lot going on until the tanks came in. Thousands of people disappeared. Thousands more, we think, died. Western media was kicked out. But we've all seen the famous photo, right? The famous video or photo, whatever you've seen it of. The one man standing in front of it. You know, they always zoom in on that photo. He's standing, like, it looks like he's standing in front of one or two tanks. He's standing in front of like 16 tanks and stomps them. I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. That man, who knows where he is now, right? Nobody knows. But what he stood for is something we need to stand for. More liberty. I'm not saying we need a democratic system or anything like that. I'm not going to go that route. But more liberty in general. That's what he wanted. That's what he was standing for. He stood in front of tanks for that. Don't know what happened to him after that, you know, fell off into obscurity. I'm sure he didn't want to come out to the media if he was still alive, you know, because then that's a surefire way to get caught and get thrown in some prison. And we see it, though, continuing on in China with Hong Kong. Hong Kong is a disaster. I knew 4 people in Hong Kong. Last year, I could get in touch with only one of them. Now I can't get in touch with any of them. And I thought the last one was going to be safe. Because, dare I say it, he was white. Nope. I don't know what happened to these guys. Maybe he just decided to get off social media and that's what happened and he went away. I don't know. I can't get in touch with any of these people anymore. So this is continuing on with China. And now they're keeping their eye on Taiwan. I'm not saying it's the United States' business to get over there and send young men and women to die. That's not what I'm saying. It's something we need to be aware of, though. Because if one government... In our lifetime, right, we can see it. This is supposed to be some civilized government over there in China. You know, that's what they think of themselves, is doing this to their people. You know, because they consider people of Hong Kong their people. They consider the people of Taiwan their people. They consider those parts of China. If they're willing to do that to their people, don't for one moment think that a government here would be willing, and they already have in some regards done it to their own people. We see it in China right now, and we've seen it in the United States. Just pick up a history book, a real history book. You know, it is the ruling class stomping on the necks of those that can't defend themselves. It's the ruling class enslaving the rest of us. And if we resist, they line us up against the wall. Before I jump off here, guys, this week, I want to remind you of the affiliate program that I am a part of. If you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, and in the upper portion of the page there, you will see an affiliate tab next to the store tab. And if you click on that affiliate tab, read about it, you will learn, you will see that if you sign up for Bluehost, the hosting company for this website and podcast, through the banner on that affiliate tab, you will not only get a discounted rate, but you also get free publicity on the Coffee Break Liberty podcast, the Facebook page, the social medias, be it Twitters, the Instagrams, all the other accounts. You're going to reach thousands of people. Thousands of people. So if you're thinking of starting a webpage, which you should be, I want you to check out the affiliate program that I'm a part of with Bluehost and give that a go. Because if you sign up there, like I said, you'll get a discounted rate and then you'll get that free publicity here on the show. I also want to remind you guys that I'm trying to make this an every Friday thing. I hope you guys can come join me going live, that is. I go live on my personal Instagram, my personal Facebook, and the Facebook page for Coffee Break Liberty. So you can go there, watch me record these lives, make a fool of myself, but you can also ask questions. Tell me my hair looks good or bad. I'm usually wearing a hat, though. So I want you guys to come join me Friday nights. Granted, I do it on Friday nights because that is when I have free time, and that's when most people are out and about. I get that. But if you're free, you know, you're just looking, what am I going to do? Come check it out Friday night, 9 p.m. Central-ish. That's generally when we start. But until next week, guys, take care.